Heaven by Rupert Brooke. Fish, fly replete in depth of June, dawdling away their watery noon, ponder deep wisdom, dark or clear, each secret fishy hope or fear. Fish say they have their stream and pond, but is there anything beyond? This life cannot be all, they swear, for how unpleasant if it were. One may not doubt that somehow good shall come of water and of mud, and sure the reverent eye must see a purpose in liquidity. We darkly know, by faith we cry, the future is not wholly dry. Mud unto mud, death eddies near, not here the appointed end, not here, but somewhere beyond space and time is wetter water, slimier slime. And there they trust there swimmeth one who swam ere rivers were begun, immense, of fishy form and mind, squamous, omnipotent and kind. And under that almighty fin the littlest fish may enter in. Oh, never fly conceals a hook, fish say, in the eternal brook. And more than mundane weeds are there, and mud celestially fair. Fat caterpillars drift around, and paradisal grubs are found, unfading moths, immortal flies, and the worm that never dies. And in that heaven of all their wish, there shall be no more land, say fish.
He Wishes for the Cloths of Heaven by W. B. Yeats. Had I the heaven's embroidered cloths, inwrought with golden and silver light, the blue and the dim and the dark cloths of night and light and the half-light, I would spread the cloths under your feet. But I, being poor, have only my dreams. I have spread my dreams under your feet. Tread softly, because you tread on my dreams.
To Heaven by Ben Jonson. Good and great God, can I not think of thee, but it must straight my melancholy be? Is it interpreted in me disease, that laden with my sins I seek for ease? O be thou witness that the reins dost know, and hearts of all, if I be sad for show, and judge me after, if I dare pretend to aught but grace, or aim at other end. As thou art all, so be thou all to me, first, midst, and last, converted one and three. My faith, my hope, my love, and in this state, my judge, my witness, and my advocate. Where have I been this while exiled from thee, and whither rapt, now thou but stoop'st to me? Dwell, dwell here still. O being everywhere, how can I doubt to find thee ever here? I know my state, both full of shame and scorn, conceived in sin and unto labour born, standing with fear and must with horror fall, and destined unto judgment after all. I feel my griefs too, and there scarce is ground upon my flesh to inflict another wound. Yet dare I not complain, or wish for death with holy Paul, lest it be thought the breath of discontent, or that these prayers be for weariness of life, not love of thee.